Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
On this Wednesday on the Lake Show, I feel great. And I feel great because typically here in Minnesota, we are so depressed and down in the dumps sports-wise. We like to look at ourselves as kind of a Loserville spot. But let me say this, and I mean it. I feel like right now, there's a changing of the guard with Minnesota sports, in particular with one team. We live in the state of hockey, or at least we call ourselves the state of hockey. And the Minnesota Wild, they're a serious team right now. They're a serious team. They are a serious organization. We question so many things about all of our teams. We question what the Vikes are doing, specifically with the quarterback. We question what the Wolves are doing. We question the Twins, and we'll get to the Twins later. We question all of the teams. But can anybody out there question this? That the Minnesota Wild are serious Stanley Cup contenders? I don't think that that's in question. I think that we all should look and say, yeah, that's a pretty accurate analysis of Wild hockey right now. And it isn't just because this team over the course of the last month or so has been playing out of their minds. We know that both of the goaltenders have been absurd. And we know that when you look at this team, that you've got emerging stars and Kirill Kaprizov and Matt Boldy. But beyond that, and they battle through injuries. That's the other thing. They've got guys that are so important to the foundation of this organization that have been out of the lineup, but you're a serious contender and you are about serious business when you pull a trade, a blockbuster, and you get the addition of Quinn Hughes last week. 651-461-9226. Is there anybody out there questioning whether Bill Guerin isn't a serious GM? He's serious. He's saying right now, we're going for it. We're pulling all the stops. I want to win a cup. We say we're the state of hockey, but we haven't gotten out of the first round since when? Let's go ahead and I know Chris hates this because he's not a big Chicago White Sox fan, Let's put it on the board. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Let's get fired up. I know that this isn't a Wild jersey. I know that this is a World Juniors Championships hockey jersey that I'm wearing in studio right now. But you got to love it. And I'll say this. This happens once every, I don't know, what, 5 years with the Minnesota sports team when they take a swing. And if we miss, but you took a swing. The last time that a Minnesota sports team said that they were going to roll the dice or take a swing like this was when? It was Rudy Gobert. It was Rudy Gobert. And look, we haven't won a championship because you want to win championships. That's what you're in it for, is to win championships. But I'll be damned. You went to back-to-back Western Conference Finals last year and the year before. That makes you feel good knowing that Tim Connelly is invested. I love the fact that Bill Guerin is saying, we're going to shake the table. We're going to do what it takes to not only try to win a championship, but let our fan base know we're serious, that we are serious about this thing. We're just not going to play off the string, you know, we'll get better and we'll add a piece here, we'll add a piece there alongside Carrillo and alongside Boldy. No, we're going to shake it up right now.
And if there's somebody that I would believe in, it's Bill Guerin. I mean, this isn't somebody that doesn't have a track record of success. I mean, 4 Stanley Cup championships as a player. I'm sorry, 4 overall. 2 as a player, and then 16 and 17 as an assistant GM with the Pittsburgh Penguins. So he knows what it takes to put together a quality franchise. This is not just going out there and taking a swing for a guy that is a top 10, top 15 player in the NHL at worst, to pair him with Kirill Kaprizov, who is another top 10 to top 15 talent in the NHL. Bill Guerin, I feel like it's a calculated risk that he's willing to take. Because if you win a Stanley Cup in Minnesota, then you have been immortalized in history. Like, if there's one thing, I know we're a Vikings market. Like, if the Vikings win a Super Bowl, I don't know how this area would react. But a Stanley Cup, I have to feel, would be pretty doggone close to number 2.
And the other part about this is, and this is why I think it's, I love the fact that Bill Guerin is so calculated with all of this, is this past summer, what did he do? He showed the money to Kirill.
Yes.
Dollar bill Kirill. So when you understand that you have the signature piece in place, you need to go ahead and put that signature piece in the best position possible to win a championship. And Quinn Hughes, all right, this move, it's a great move, especially right now, the timing of it, with your team playing as one of the best teams in the entire league. It's not as though there's no risk to this. You traded away 3 players and a first-round draft pick. There is risk to this because Quinn Hughes is not on a long-term contract. Quinn Hughes is signed through next season. So it isn't just about this year. It's also about next year. Now, do I think they're going to try to do what they can to make sure that they can get an extension done? You would hope to think that they will. But for the short term, it's go time.
Well, you know, Quinn Hughes has come out and said that he wants to prove Bill Guerin right. So when I hear that, and he says that he is extremely open to re-signing in Minnesota, I think if you show, what are they, show him the love, as the Black Eyed Peas would say, if you show him the love, and so far hockey fans, I feel, have overwhelmingly accepted Quinn Hughes. Hell, Julius Randle, I mean, on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, he was like, hey, man, welcome to the city. So if you feel somebody, if you make somebody feel wanted and appreciated and realize that this team goes out and you don't have to be the star, you are the Batman to Kirill Kaprizov's Robin. We don't need 2 Batmans. We need a Batman and a Robin. But you've got somebody that's okay with that. And if the Wild win, If you see it come together and you have success this season, and I don't want to say it's Stanley Cup or bust, because that is, they are in a brutal division in the Central. Like, I mean, just absolutely brutal. But if you show that, hey, we have the pieces to win a championship, to me, I feel like you don't make this sort of move without at least knowing that you have a pretty good chance of signing him in the offseason or when his contract is up. So it is a risk, but I feel like at the end of the day, we're going to see Quinn Hughes in a Minnesota Wild sweater for a long, long time.
We hope so. 651-461-9226. What are your thoughts? Do you think that the Wild are a serious team? Have they gotten your attention? Do they make you feel good knowing that they're taking a massive swing at this particular point in time? We take your phone calls. We'll take your texts. We'll do that next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Another thing that I got to get off my chest is, you got to embrace it, like embracing Wild hockey right now and the excellence that is. I tweeted something last night, and I stand by this, that the jerseys that they wore last night, which was the old North Star colors, okay, with the Wild.
The Wild logo with the North Star colors?
I said that those are some of the best jerseys in professional sports with Minnesota ever.
Yes.
And somebody on Twitter got upset with me. Well, I don't say upset with me. I wouldn't label it that. But they said, oh, stop. They're like, stop with the, we got to get away from all of the loving the Dallas, because they moved to Dallas, the North Star days. Mm-hmm. They moved on. You know, it's not about that. I forget about the nostalgia. You know, I'm talking about color scheme and the jersey look itself.
I was just going to say color scheme.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, it is.
Who's hating on that?
It's melding the two of them. There's nothing wrong with that. It would be, let's say, like the Houston Texans embracing the Houston Oilers color scheme.
Phenomenal colors.
It would be the same thing. So to me, I understand. You know, I say in jest that, yeah, I've still got some animosity towards Norm Green, and of course I do. I think a lot of us, whenever we lose a franchise, we're going to have animosity. But I do think with this Wild team, you know, one thing that Bill Guerin did, Henry, is when the Parisi and Suter contracts finally got off the books.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been waiting for that for years. We're just like, okay, it's dead money. It's dead money. The same as they were waiting with the Vikings with Kirk. But now that it was there, Bill Guerin wasn't just going to sit there and be like, oh, well, gee, we got all this money. That's great. He reinvested that into Kirill Kaprizov. Oh, guess what? You know, he's investing that in other moves. He's going out and he made the move for Quinn Hughes. And you're making these moves knowing that you need to do something to change the trajectory of your organization. You know, this is the only team in the four major sports, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, and the NFL, the only team in the last 40 years to make the playoffs 8 out of 10 years and not get out of the first round. That is not something that you want.
Yeah.
And kudos for Bill Guerin for saying, you know, to quote Jason and Dan, enough. Enough with getting out in the first round.
I'm with you. Like, I think that we should be applauding the Wild organization for everything that they're doing.
I feel like in this market, fans
feel good.
I feel like fans are just like, oh, why did they make that move? They gave up too much. I can't believe you traded Marco Rossi. Well, you know, essentially 4 first round picks to get a guy. I can't believe you overpaid. You got fleeced. My gosh. But then you don't do anything and you're like, well, why are they not making any moves?
This is the thing. In sports here in Minnesota, you can't.
You can't win.
You can't complain and say, oh my gosh, our teams never spend money. We never do that. Like, even if you don't win, if your organization actually tries their best, they give it their best shot, mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain as much. Yeah, I might be frustrated that they spent a lot of money and they didn't get where we want them to go, but damn it, they tried.
Well, and that's just it. You know, the Joe Smith handshake under the table thing. You know what? At least Glenn Taylor went out and he was trying to make moves. He didn't have the right basketball people in place. Maybe they were not the best moves, but at least he was out there and he was trying. He wasn't trying to get by on the cheap. So the same thing with the Vikings. Yeah, this year it didn't work out because of injuries and the stunted development of J.J. McCarthy. But the Vikings went out and spent $300 million in free agency. Only the Patriots spent more. We can't look at that and say, well, even though Kwesi doesn't draft well, and the Wilfs, at least they went out and they tried. And that's what Bill Guerin is doing. Craig Leopold is one of the best owners in the market. Like, he's never been afraid to say, you know what, we're going to go out and we're going to take a swing. They tried the Suter and Parisi deals. I understand why. At that point, you needed names to sell tickets, and especially Zach Parisi with his Minnesota DNA. I totally understand that. Well, Ryan Suter, of course, you know, as well, but at the end of the day, they're going out there and they're trying. And even if it doesn't work out, like you said, Henry, at least they're showing that they want to win.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. If you'd like to chime in via the text line, if you'd like to call in as well. I just think that with the Minnesota Wild right now, I would say that this team for the next couple of years have positioned themselves to do something special. We can't say that about the Twins to this particular point. I guess you could say that the Wolves are in their position just coming off of back-to-back Western Conference mm-hmm. finals. The Vikings, nope, we're not there yet. We'll see how we add this year in the draft, and we'll see what type of additions that they have in free agency.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Even with the money that's already been spent. But the bottom line is you have positioned yourselves, at least in the sport of hockey, to be serious players. From the text line, from the 612, Henry, I also love the green and gold of the old North Stars. It would have been cool if Dallas would have been the Dallas Lone Stars and Minnesota could have been the North Stars and not the Wild. I'm not a fan of the nickname Wild.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Wild nickname either. See, this could be like
really?
An old rest.
I didn't know you guys hated this much.
Oh, it's just silly. It's kind of, I understand that you can play off of that in so many different ways, but it's kind of like a good wrestling gimmick. You have the Lone Stars versus the North Stars. The winner takes the Stars name. Like, the loser has to rebrand themselves. See, now we can do that because the Wild are competitive. Think about this, though. You are in a division with the Avalanche and the Stars, and then you get the Wild third in the Central Division with 45 points. That is better than any team in the Pacific. Nathan MacKinnon, this is, I'll tell you another reason why this is just kind of a ballsy move by Bill Guerin. Because you've got the Avalanche and Nathan MacKinnon, who is on like a 70-goal pace. He is having an incredible season. And you've got the Stars, who are always going to be a problem. Like, your division may be the toughest in the NHL. Because you've got the top 3 point teams are coming out of the Central. Like, that is pretty amazing. And you're like, you know what? We still think that we can compete, even though we've got two teams that are ahead of us in the standings. Like, if I'm a member of the Minnesota Wild, that shows an immense amount of trust as well. Like, he believes in this team. And going out and getting Quinn Hughes, this should give confidence to everybody in that locker room.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And I want to stay with a different Minnesota sports team, but we're going to talk some Minnesota sports moving throughout this opening hour. That team that we'll shift to is the Minnesota Twins. And they made a signing a couple of days ago that I like, but it's about what we admitted to or they talked about earlier today with Tom Pollad, talking about some mistakes that were made with this Twins organization, and it makes me feel good. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things in life is that when you make mistakes, you own up to those mistakes. Everybody should hold themselves accountable for mistakes that are made. And I think that that, to me, is the sign of maturity. It's the sign that you understand the impact of the decisions that you make. And I think that that is the first step in moving forward in a positive way. And I think that the Minnesota Twins organization is doing that. And specifically, that starts with Tom Pollad. Okay? And I say that because the news broke, Dan Hayes from The Athletic mentioning yesterday a couple of names being revealed as minority investors in the Twins with regards to this partial sale. Craig Leupold, majority owner of the Wild. He has joined independently as a limited partner. Glick Family Investments and George G. Hicks. Okay? So, I don't know the specifics of what everybody has to say about this partnership or about the evolving state of Twins ownership group. Okay? Because we haven't heard from everybody. But we have heard from Tom Pollad. Okay? And so Tom Pollad is basically, when we talk about talking and moving the organization forward with the family, it'll be him and not Joe. Okay? And we get that now. But I thought that earlier today that some of the things that he mentioned and stated, spot on. When you mess up, you own it. When you know that people out there are frustrated, and the people specifically are the fan base, The people that buy tickets, the people that buy the jerseys, the people that support you, the people that love Twins territory. When you admit that you've made some bad decisions as a family and you own it and you address it head on, that's the best thing that you can do. That is how you get regain the faith of the people. And I think it started today. This is Tom Pollard earlier today talking about the mistakes that have been made.
We sucked the air right out of our fan base, and it did significant damage to our brand and to our family from a confidence standpoint. Plain and simple, we got it wrong.
All right, and that was Tom Pollard earlier today on the Chad Arbin Show. And that, like, we always want to complain about Pollard this, Pollard that, Pollard pocket protectors, Pollard this, cheap. He admitted they made a mistake, that they made mistakes here. I think that he should be given credit for that. Because he came out publicly and said, you know what, we own that. And he says and admits that there is work to do.
I'm well aware of how fans feel. I think they've lost trust and confidence in our family as owners and as a result, this organization. You know, that's why we're going through the transition that we are, is to earn back that trust.
And that was from the actual press conference. That was not from the Chad Harbin Show. So the first one was from the Chad Harbin Show. The second one was from the press conference. But admitting that there's work to do and establishing that, how is that not extending an olive branch out to the fans saying, we're sorry, we apologize for what we've done?
I think one thing it shows is that they don't have the head in the sand. And I think that's been the frustrating part for Twins fans. It's like, well, yeah, you're doing all of this and you're stripping away the franchise for what? Like, fans are upset. Fans are angry. Here, like, he has admitted that. Like, they know that the Twins brand is taking a hit. They know that they have to work. And to me, I'm a Twins fan. I hear that and I'm like, all right. So you know that you've done damage. But to at least admit, hey, we're going to try and make it right. We're going to make some changes. I don't know what Tom Pollard's, you know, philosophy is baseball-wise from Joe Pollard. I don't know. That's none of my business. But I do know that when he is as transparent as that, like, that should give Twins fans a little bit of hope, because that is what Twins fans have been saying. Tom Pollard, in that 35 seconds, has pretty much said what Twins fans have been saying for years. So for as much as people have gotten on them with not spending money and, you know, right-sizing our business and all of that, hey, this could be a turning point that they brought in the additional investors, you know, to wipe away some of that $500 million in debt.
And the other thing about the not spending money thing, that's somewhat of I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. They cut back the payroll the last couple of years. There's been other issues there with the FanDuel stuff and Fox Sports and all that.
Yeah.
So we get all that.
Some of it's out of their control.
But to act as though this team has never spent money, like, we ended up with Carlos Correa when we didn't expect that we were going to end up with Carlos Correa. They paid Byron Buxton $100 million when years ago you would have said, no, they're not going to do that. And they also made some savvy moves that were smart, in which they didn't retain guys that to me just weren't worth the money. Mm-hmm. Jose Barrios, I don't think he was worth the money.
No.
I was not willing to give him a $100 million contract. They spent money on, who was
Josh Donaldson?
Josh Donaldson. They spent money on him. It didn't work out, and they moved on. So
they, or Irvin Santana as well, years ago. So it kind of goes back to the Bill Guerin comment, where you went and you spent money, but it didn't pay off. You went out, and they don't make those moves very often. But when they do, I feel, try and make that calculated risk, sometimes you are a little too safe with it. But they have gone out, and they have tried, and it didn't necessarily pan out. But I do think, I don't know if this is going to be an immediate change to the payroll, but at the end of the day, at least you see, hey, maybe this is the beginning of trying to rehabilitate the image and repair the damage done to the relationship with the fan base.
Yeah, it's 651-461-9226. I don't anticipate, this is just me personally, I don't anticipate that coming out and talking to the media and talking to the fans today is going to end up being some immediately they're going to put $30, $40 million into the team. I don't anticipate that. I would be kind of foolish to think that. Yeah, look, I'd love to see them spend a little bit more money. And quite frankly, let's be honest, they got to spend some money because they got to add some relievers in that bullpen. They have to add pieces to make them competitive. Unless they're just like throwing their hands up and they're like, you know what? We added people to our organization, some limited partners and all this, but we're not going to be competitive. Like, you cannot sit here today and think that you are just going to be competitive just based on what you've done.
No, and think about this, Henry. The American League Central, we've said it's weak, and I believe it's still not a very strong division. The Tigers right now are still in the process of exploring a Tarek Skubal trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about that. The Twins have already said Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Byron Buxton not going anywhere, and they've added a piece, which, you know, we will get to. But Tarek Skubal, the reigning and defending American League Cy Young Award winner, one of the top three pitchers in Major League Baseball, is still on the block from the Detroit Tigers. So we consider and say, well, yeah, Twins haven't spent any money. You got the Tigers that are seriously considering trading the Cy Young Award winner. I mean, think about that in your division. That's, to me, that's insane.
I do think that the Kansas City Royals are a team that they had a bounce last year. If they bounced in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
they could easily bounce back with the players that they have.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Cole Reagans wasn't healthy. Like, he was on the IL for a good
They've
majority
pitching,
of the year.
They re-signed or gave an extension to Garcia. I think that Bobby Witt's still a player.
Bobby Witt Jr. is fantastic. A great player. Should have been, you know, American League MVP a couple of years ago. But, I mean, that's beside the point.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry. Good to talk to you as usual.
Yep, pleasure.
What Tom Pollitt had to say today, and, of course, with Leopold being in the mix, gives me some hope. I want to become an ardent Twins fan again. I've really sagged on it the last few years. I was 9 years old when the Twins came to town, and I'll never forget my best friend and I, Leo Furstenberg, do a hell of a fist fight at the Sandlot Ballpark. he was a New York Yankees fan.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, he took the Twins cap right off my head and stepped on it, and he paid for that one.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, then you know the Twins' history since then. And in the late 90s, when Sammy Sosa worked for the Cubs and he and Mark McGwire were in a big slugfest.
Yep.
I think it was, yeah, I kind of started warming up to the Cubbies. And I've stayed that way since. I thought they were a well-run organization. And then, of course, they, you know, won the World Series in 2016. But the Twins since then have just kind of, I don't know, left me a little bit deflated. In fact, the last few years, it's been kind of like...
They didn't make you feel good when they beat Toronto in the postseason?
Well, it did that. Yeah. But you know, otherwise, it was kind of like living on a dirt road, and all you see is dust in your rearview mirror. So, I'm hoping, because like I said, I really want to get back to being the Twins fan I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping this will do it. I don't expect that to happen overnight, but this announcement with Paul Ladd and the investors sure as hell looks like a step in the right direction.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stark Rapids. I don't think that anybody out there that is a Twins fan should look at today's comments and feel like they don't get it. They are admitting mistakes were made, that we have hurt our brand. Like, they said the things that needed to be said. And you said it earlier, Chris, in this segment. They hear us. They hear the fans. So I just think that if you're in a situation where you're a fan, you always want to be heard. You always want to feel like you're not taken advantage of. And I feel like today, Tom Pollad, he said as much.
And the Twins are going to have to prove it. I mean, they are going to have to go out and do the work.
Yep.
Because I mean,
you can't just say this and then not move forward. Yes.
Absolutely. Like, they are going to have to put their money where their mouth is at this point. But at least the very fact that they are acknowledging the errors, I'm very curious to see, maybe not necessarily how the rest of the offseason looks, because we still have that CBA hanging over the head of Major League Baseball that, all intents and purposes, there's going to be a work stoppage after the 2026 season. But let's see what kind of moves they make and what kind of overtures they make to the fans, because this is not going to be an overnight thing, but at least this might be a step in the right direction.
Got a couple of texts that have come through. We'll get to those next year. Talking Twins Baseball on The Good Neighbor. Some of the Twins fans that are listening to the show, they're not enthused. From the text line from the 763, last year's sell-off at the trade deadline pretty much indicated to me how dedicated the ownership group is to making this team competitive. The press conference today did nothing to inspire the fan base. 507, words are meaningless without follow-through. Tom Pollad needs to put his money where his mouth is now and earn our trust back. Minnesota is willing to give the billionaires another chance. They best not blow it. And then from the 952, good on him for taking responsibility. I do find it sad, though, that we live in a world where admitting your mistakes is unusual and people feel the need to make it news. I just think that we should give credit or props for people when they're able to look in the mirror and understand that they have maybe taken our fandom for granted, our trust for granted, and that they admit their mistakes. I don't care if it's like, yes, we live in some interesting times. I'll put it like that. We are living in some interesting times.
I have no idea what you mean.
But I don't care if it's 2025, the year 2000, 1975, or 1945. Having accountability, or at least admitting that you made mistakes, that's something that is timeless.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I understand where the fans are coming from.
Yeah, I get it too.
Yeah, I understand that. And we're not sitting here saying, hey, everything's going to be, you know, kumbaya, rainbows and puppies and kittens and everything's going to be great. And, you know, it's going to be a great big love fest. We know that there's work to be done. Hell, we're Twins fans ourselves. Like, at our core, yeah, we're here. We do final pitch and, you know, Henry does a lot of other things with the Twins. But at the end of the day, we're fans just like you guys. And we want to see the team actually back it up. But the very fact that they are acknowledging this, I think, is a huge step in the right direction, because we've seen management in other markets and other teams. You know, I'll take the Luka Doncic trade in Dallas.
How about the Oakland A's?
The Oakland A's, they double down on these bad decisions and pissing the fan base off. Like, they know Twins territory is unhappy, so they're trying to do what they can to make things right. And I think it is, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I think fans are very... they're very trepidatious. I understand.
And I get that too.
I understand that.
Hey, and real quick, we should mention, I like the Josh Bell signing.
I do too.
I like the signing. It's not something that I thought would take place, But 1 year's $7 million, no, it's not a break the bank. But this guy, there's potential there with his – that's a big bat, man.
That's a big bat, yeah. Josh Bell is a very good hitter. He's a nice piece in the middle of that lineup.
Switch hitter, yep.
Yeah, switch hitter, hits for power. He's not a great fielder, so you're looking at probably a platoon DH first base. But that's okay because you know you can have him, you know – you can put him in different situations. It opens up, you know, the opportunity for, say, Cody Clemens to play, you know, second base. And then, of course, Luke Kuechel is talking, moving him to the outfield. So, yeah, I like it. I have no problems with the Josh Bell signing whatsoever.
Love it. All right, coming up next, in the media, one thing that we continue to have to be cognizant of is headlines drive how we think. I'll explain that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.